That's what I keep on telling you. Like, Tesla is the best company in the world.
Oh, for God's
and
sake.
And Elon Musk is such a
Will
visionary.
Will you give it a break?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Autonix Podcast, episode 25, mate. Oh, we've done a quarter of 100. That's We're nice. Doing well.
That
We're
is a
well.
Big number. We've done a lot of these now.
I'm surprised you could count that high.
What, me or Taylor?
Both of you.
Well, Taylor can't read all right. He's illiterate.
I can count, though.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of podcasts, sorry, off topic, I got a message from Ben Collins this morning.
Some say.
Yeah, saying that his podcast was now number one in Apple charts.
That's because we recommended it to everyone.
No, no, but he's done more, isn't he? So what I was going to say is we need to crush him. Okay. Crush him.
Okay.
So he cannot recover from this.
So if you listen to this on Spotify, go listen on Apple.
Or unsubscribe from Ben and his life.
So what you've done there is you've mentioned that his is the number one.
Yeah.
So you've given him technically a shout out on this podcast.
Shit. This is why we'll never be number one. But we are on Spotify and that's all that matters because no one listens on Apple.
And we're the top in leisure and pleasure, aren't we?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You're never the top though.
Okay.
If you had a podcast, you'd be the bottom.
Funny.
Anyway, you join me, you join Rory Mackay, you join Taylor Hetherington, and for 1 week only, and maybe another week, Luke Scambler from...
Well, from Garage of Luke or Taylor May Cars and Classics, whichever you fancy.
Which one do you want to be today?
I'll be Garage of Luke today.
Good. I was hoping you'd say that. The logo on your t-shirt looks fantastic.
Thank you very much. That was from Dan, the artist, who obviously does all of your artwork and does a fantastic job.
I didn't know you were such a good sewer.
Yeah, well.
Seamstress,
no.
Sorry.
As Chris said earlier, this is your trained raccoons that embroidered this.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, we should get more of those. Anyway, before we talk about what we've been up to and we just ramble on about loads of random shit, because we don't actually have any like proper topics, do we?
We have one.
We're going to talk about a horny old man.
Yes.
Not me.
Yeah.
And a few other bits and bobs. But before we do any of that, a massive hello to Iron Ore Train Hauler Thomas Hunt in Australia, Daniel flying to Thailand, Kenny Bell trying to get his 9-month-old daughter Zara to sleep. We've got Yuko driving home from his night shift in Malaysia, Super Saab Claire, who we're looking forward to seeing at Shedfest, Ashley, listening in the back of a Chinook over London. I don't know if that's real. Like, how many people actually listen?
Is. So, where I live, I see 2 or 3 Chinooks a couple of times a week flying flying southbound
Chinooks.
Across London.
Chinook.
Because I live in North London and I see them all flying southbound. Oh.
But do you
cool.
know if Ashley was in it? Because he's saying that he was.
He might be. I don't know. He didn't give me away.
Was he hanging out the back of it going like, it is a podcast, Taylor!
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going somewhere.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, funny okay. you should say that. Because
what, hanging out the back?
Again, funny. The last time I came here, when was the last time I came here the other day?
Ages ago.
It was...
What, when you arrived late?
Is on the way to film what we've just filmed.
Rian's car.
Yeah. There was a man in a Honda and he came up alongside me, gave me a beep, nearly swerved and crashed into me, held his phone up against the window and said that he was listening to the podcast.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, but did you acknowledge him or were you too busy on your phone?
I gave him a wave.
Were you too busy on your phone?
I was sending a text.
So if anyone spots Taylor on the motorway, just make sure if you go in front of him, brake check him because Taylor really likes that.
No.
And then hold up your phone.
Yeah.
That is what you should do.
We
from
do
now
like
on.
That. Yeah. We do like
Very
that.
Very funny.
Oh, before I forget. I still haven't had any post from the Midlands Police, no Thames Valley Police, about my either ticket or either the fine. No, what is it? What would I get? Points or the driver's
course?
Yeah. So I don't know which way it's going to go.
And I haven't heard from the court.
Oh, have you not?
And my court date would have been in
11 days.
Oh.
So I hopefully, touch wood, I don't get a letter.
Because
I did say that I think they'll just forget about it because it was very minor.
Okay.
What will have happened is they will have forgotten about that and then somebody listening to the podcast has gone, oh, hang on a minute.
Oh, yeah. God.
It'll be the judge, won't it? He'll be up there just mid-sentencing. He's got it in one ear listening. He was like, oh, that bloody Taylor Hetherington who crashed into that poor innocent person. Get him in. Order.
Ow.
Sorry. Order.
But yeah, Luke came with me to court. It was a very stressful situation.
I had to dress up.
You did?
It was awful.
Yeah. Did you dress up more than when you went to my wedding?
I was very undressed at the time of your wedding, really.
Yeah.
Because I was being inspected.
You were...
He was in the hospital, wasn't he? He had his arse out.
He did.
And there was a man and he had his entire... Okay.
And Rory's mum, Jackie.
You're right, mum.
You're right, mum.
You're right, mum.
All right, how's it going?
You're right,
mum. Right, before we get into what we've been up to, Shedfest announcement, as usual. Shedfest tickets are literally flying off the shelves. They're doing very, very well. Do you know the little post we did? In what video? It was in a video where I was saying about, it was your 330 Supercharge video.
Yeah.
And then we did a shout out for the first time of Shedfest. And I had Chira on the phone to me, like 2 days later saying, Alex, what the fuck did you do? I was like, oh shit, what have I done? He was like, we sold loads of tickets, like loads and loads and loads and loads of tickets. What happened? I was like, oh yeah, we did our first shout out on the video. So he was very happy.
Oh, I can't
believe it. Yeah, we got loads and loads of ticket sales.
I don't think there's many left now, is there?
There literally are not many tickets left for Shedfest 2024, which is at Mallory Park on May the 4th. It is the UK's biggest and shittest celebration of shitboxes, high-mileage heroes, and all of the rest of it. So what's there's a lot of noise.
I don't know if it's the wind. Let me go. I'll turn the
camera. It's the wind.
It's the wind. In my bio on Instagram or underneath the video, right, which comes out next week or so.
Next week.
So yeah, we're all very, very excited to do that. Right, before we continue, also a shout out to this week's sponsor, Custodian, who ensures Nigel my high mileage Porsche 993 and also Phil, like the best MX-5 in the world's most famous. It is all fantastic. Phil number plate.
Yeah,
thank you for that again. That was very
that's
kind
all right.
Thank you. If you've not heard of Custodian yet, it is a free platform that simplifies car ownership. And with Custodian, you can build a digital garage and document restoration and modification progress. And like me, you can rest assured that the valuation you get on your car will be properly agreed thanks to the build details you can add through the app. There's also a marketplace for buying and selling cars, which is what we like to hear. So sign up to Custodian, fill out your digital garage and let Custodian simplify your insurance journey. It's as easy as that. Get in touch. Right. What have we all been up to? Luke, garage of Luke. I'm going to start with you because you've not said many words and I want to hear your words.
I know. Well, I've not been doing anything other than chasing up Taylor constantly in the business. And
that is a full-time job. Actually, that's a two-person job.
Basically following him around, making sure that things are fixed before he turns around and sees them broken.
He's my buffer.
It's your buffer.
My buffer.
Buffer or fluffer?
Both.
Fluffer.
All right.
I'm his buffer when he bumps into me. I've been out and about in the Alfa Romeo.
A little bit. Tell me more.
Which is, I gave it an oil change the other day.
Yeah, really?
I decided I stayed late because I really wanted to do it before I went out and drove it again.
So just for clarification, Luke. Sorry.
Yeah.
Is this your car or is it Taylor's car? Because I'm getting two different stories.
Because Taylor was telling everyone that it was his car.
Cafe de Machine, wasn't he? And didn't he tell Mike Fernie that it's also his car?
I didn't tell him that.
Right.
You've been
telling porcupines it's not your car.
We had an agreement the other day.
Yeah. Who's we?
We did have an agreement,
who's
we? Didn't
we? We did have an agreement the other day basically because Benji, who does videography and editing for the channel, had bought the RX-8, obviously during the trip on the live podcast. And I wanted the RX-8.
You did.
I'll be honest,
yes.
I like an RX-8. So basically, long and short of it, I ended up with the Alfa Romeo because I felt left out and wanted to buy something.
Yes.
Did a very good deal and exchanged years of my time.
You did,
for
yes.
an Alfa Romeo with
very
a stretch
deal.
Chain, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And ended up with that. So. Yeah. We got it back and then Benji turned around and said, I don't think I want the RX-8 because I would like to put the money to better use.
A motorbike license.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, which is, so you must have yours by now, right? Because, you've had that KTM for quite a while now. And are you riding to work and back or are you just
the weather's
still...
been shit. The weather has been shit. Sorry, this is coming from the man with now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 motorbikes. And when was the last time you rode one of them?
But when was the last time he drives any of his cars?
That's true, actually.
So, but anyway, you've gone off topic. Luke was
also,
telling me...
I have a license.
Yes. What? So that's even worse.
No, it's not.
I've ridden mine more than you've ridden yours, and you don't. I don't even have a license.
Say it again, please.
In a private car park.
Right. Yeah. Okay. What was that roundabout you told me about the other day?
Well, there's a roundabout in our private.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
There is. There is. It's got a little circle on it.
Will you two pack it in?
Sorry.
They've gone off on one of
You're
their rants.
You're such a bitch.
Again.
You need to get your license.
You just need to use your shit. It's so miserable. Look at Phil. He looks so depressed. You got your Porsche. You don't even drive that.
You look like a fucking hamster.
You are. You're gonna fucking eat your hamster.
I'm gonna eat you.
Yeah.
Not again.
Fucking that's
sorry.
Saying.
Sorry, Luke.
Luke was speaking.
Well, that's basically Jesus Christ. Yeah, Benji obviously came to us and said that you know, he didn't really want it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And offered it to us for a very large price of £400.
Who's us?
Well, me.
It was offered to you.
It was offered to me.
Take it.
Okay.
It was offered. Because if you don't, Taylor will.
Well, no, because it's an Mazda RX-8 and we know how he feels about them. Viewers of a certain video in the comments section know how he feels about a Mazda RX-8.
But off camera, he was like, Alex, actually, you did buy the better car.
I didn't say that.
It was a far superior car.
No. Look, I'm going to be completely straight with you right now, okay?
You what?
Really?
The Alfa was, in my opinion...
Oh, hamster's on his way out.
Shut up.
Look at his cheeks. Oh, shit.
The Alfa...
Oh, I nearly choked on my water then.
The Alfa, in my opinion, was the best car on that trip. It was the most
interesting. Yeah, but your opinion's wrong.
Blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. I do quite like an RX-8,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like yours. And it wasn't as good as the Alfa. But I felt like on that trip, incorrect. I had to absolutely slate it and abuse it because it was yours.
Well, that's just not cricket.
Well, that is.
No, I was really encouraging
but
to
what
you.
But what a lot of
like,
people...
Oh, well no, done, Taylor.
What a lot of people don't realise is that off camera, he abuses me. So on camera, I have to abuse you.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
What's the last bad thing I said to you?
My Alpina.
Well, it is shit.
It's not shit.
Have you sold that?
I have sold it.
Oh,
it's gone.
We'll talk about your deal in a minute. Sorry, Luke.
That's
Taylor
all right.
has taken over yet again.
So, yeah, Taylor basically posed to me because it's clear that he was missing his Alfa. Even though it was literally on the concrete outside of the unit and you could see it every day.
Yeah.
So he said, if I pay Benji the £400,
yep.
we'll get the RX-8, you can have that, and then I'll have the Alfa. So I'd effectively be getting £400 for the Alfa.
But Luke, that seems like a terrible deal.
No, hear me out. Right. And then
we paid £1,000 and it was in a lot worse condition.
And then
the thing is, I like seeing him happy and it makes my life easier if he is happy.
And then what I said was, okay, because Mike Fernie messaged Luke and said, look, I want to do a drag race.
Oh, you went French, yeah?
A drag race.
He messaged Luke and said he wants to do some kind of drag race
or something. I'm not feeling it.
And I said to Luke, look, I don't want to take anything away from him. I want him to do it. It's his car. But what we'll do...
Sorry, Luke's giving you some very strange looks.
We said this in the car the other day. We did.
We did after the initial conversation.
And what I said to him what we would do is I would quite like to restore the Alfa. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it's, you know, done all the mileage that it's done coming straight out of a scrapyard.
Yep.
It's a cool car. I think it's also worth more restored. So I said to him, why don't we restore it on the V2 channel?
No, sorry, we're not.
I've got time
to
schedule that.
We'll do a little, you know, a mini restoration series. We'll do the collab with Mike Fernie.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, if we want to keep it, we'll share it. And if not, we'll sell it and split the profit.
Okay.
What?
If anyone's looked at the latest drive video, I don't think you have too much of a challenge because
that car is shit.
Their car is
that car is
not. Yeah, but it's not good.
It's going to make it unshit, surely.
They've staged one it, and it's got just the same horsepower
it's
as it did.
No, it made 2 horsepower.
Oh, sorry, two
extra horsepower. Two.
It's got 202.
That's not great.
No, it's not great.
No, and it looks like probably half of an air filter is somehow been consumed inside the engine somewhere.
The math was quite shitty.
But anyway, we did agree on that, didn't
we? Yeah. So what we'll say is we'll say our Alfa.
Obviously though, because the Alfa, let's just theoretically say it was £1,000. You're getting 400. So you're the majority shareholder in the Alfa.
You're the top.
You're the top.
I'm the top. The thing is, I do feel slightly bad.
Power bottom.
Shut up.
I do feel slightly bad because Taylor didn't have a four-wheel drive coupe. And obviously the Alfa is a four drive coupe. Technically, I've already got one. It's just hiding.
Do you know what this sounds like to me?
And we're going to restore it soon.
Are you? Oh.
This sounds like a position in power where someone's taken advantage of their younger, inexperienced employee.
Shut up, Rory.
And he's just led him into something that he might not want to do.
Yeah.
I've heard something about it.
You're going to wake up in the morning, you'll be like, I regret that. That's not how I want my first time to
be. And next thing you know, he's going to leak a load of text messages where he's gone with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. You're not seriously putting me in the same pocket as this fella from Red Bull, are you?
Wow.
This.
If the shoe fits.
This fella that's texting the bird and...
We'll get onto that. Yeah.
Or WhatsApping, should I say, not texting.
God, you're so...
But what else have you been up to, Luke? You've had a certain vehicle returned to you, haven't you?
Have you?
Have I?
Have you?
Oh, yes, I have. Sorry, I was thinking about how that links to the GTO, but it's not about the GTO. It's Kurt, isn't it?
Yes.
So... Very kindly for my Christmas present. This is why I like doing nice things for Taylor, because he does really nice things for me. Mm. For my Christmas present, he sent Kurt away to BDS Motorsport, to Bruno, to have my diff rebuilt because it was making a very loud whining noise. And
Taylor?
Shut up.
I thought it was just going to have new bearings in it, but he's actually rebuilt the whole diff and reset it all up.
Oh.
And not only that, has put some adjustable cam pulleys on and done more tuning.
Oh.
And a new bit of exhaust.
Yeah.
So Kurt is
still
so much
slower
faster
than a supercharged, turbocharged MX-5.
You. So what was that? Very expensive. Did you pay?
Yeah, it was his Christmas present.
Oh, okay. So Kurt is your MX-5. Mark 1
Kurt,
MX-5.
Kurt is my Mark 1 MX-5. Or I should say Eunos Roadster, because somebody will point that out and get annoyed at me. Yeah.
Kurt is your Phil, right?
Kurt is my Phil. Yeah. Kurt's the longest I've owned any car. It's been 4.5 years.
Jeez.
I've done 80. So on the subject of people who don't use their cars.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you don't use your
cars. How many miles have you done in Phil in the last 4 years?
75,000.
Oh, gosh.
No, you haven't.
100,000.
No, should we check it?
Can you check it?
Yeah.
Does Phil have an MOT? Can you check that?
I'll check.
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, I'm going to have to put your new number plate in.
Oh, from the Nürburgring. Oh, shit, the new number plate as well. Yeah. So I'm a multiple vehicle owner.
So am I.
Yes, but
so am I.
I have to drive lots of things.
I mean, the difference is most of my cars don't work.
Also, in fairness, my Phil was only insured at a very, very, very low figure. Very low. And now, again, Custodian have actually upped that figure to something I'm happy with. Now I can take Phil out.
Oh, that's good.
All I need is a tow bar, and then I'll be fine.
Can you... I've tried typing in a few combinations of it, but it doesn't seem to come up.
OPH11L. Are you doing I?
Yeah.
Right, let's have a look. Oh, that looks good, doesn't it?
It's got MOT till September.
How do I look
MOT
at the
history.
MOT history.
If you go back to... So when I got Kurt, it was middle of 2019.
Yeah.
So Phil was on 127,511 miles.
Yeah.
And now on, if you go up to the top, on his last MOT, had done 1,800 miles.
That many?
Would you like to know how many miles I've done in Kurt in that amount of time? Bear in mind, he goes away every winter.
Luke, do you know... No, I wouldn't. Let's move this on.
No,
can we just say as well, most of that will be in that trip to the Nürburgring as well.
Yeah. You've done 1,800 miles in that car in 4 years.
Yes, but this is my garage queen.
But you said
everything you own is your garage queen. Look,
all right. Okay. So the 993, granted, currently broken. Well, not broken.
It's not broken at all. It just
leaks so much. I'm still waiting to hear back from Renworks. Matt, could you please get back to me? I've messaged so many times. I just want you to fix Nigel. Who can I phone this week on this podcast?
Matt from Renworks.
He just won't pick up. Right. Okay, how many miles have you done, Luke?
So bear in mind, 6 months every year I drive that car.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time it's away. And I am 6'4", so
same.
I don't fit in it.
Same here.
I've done 45,000 miles in the last four
years.
That's
nothing.
Did you, you should have heard what Luke was saying at Cafe in the Machine yesterday.
What was he saying?
He was saying that his car is a lot quicker than Phil.
Fight me. You didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Okay, good.
Rory, what I said was, is once Bruno's finished with it, with his plans and what he's told me, I think it could give Phil a run for his money.
Yeah, maybe for the first 5 feet and then it's done.
I mean, I'd like to point out I won't be able to drive the car because I will be at a weight disadvantage if I'm in it, but...
Also, aerodynamic. Oh,
yeah, my head does stick out the roof.
That's true.
Enough about me.
Okay.
Speaking of small Japanese sports cars.
Yeah.
I've bought two of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. So, Taylor, what have you been up to this week?
I've bought two small Japanese sports cars.
Fantastic. Rory, how about you? No, pray do tell. What's been going on?
I sold my Alpina.
Yeah. What, 1200 quid car?
Is this so you can buy the G-Wagon?
A bit of a G-Wagon update. Yeah, last time we spoke about the G-Wagon, I was going to do a trading up series. I was really excited about it, and I sold the Alpina. And Rory's dad sold the G-Wagon to someone else.
But you couldn't... to a company. Motorway. Wasn't it Motorway?
It was to a dealer. Motorway,
yeah.
Yeah, but so you couldn't afford it. But, so why you bought
At the time,
her?
The whole idea was a trading up series, and he said, don't worry, I'm not in a rush to sell it, mate, blah, blah. And then he's gone and sold it.
No, but then you went in a big hissy fit and you sat on the sofa and you were like, oh, I don't want it anyway. It's just not the right timing.
It's not the right timing.
Well, then why are you upset? Why are you upset? It was only the cheapest on the market and it only belonged to David Beckham.
Do you know what? The day after you told me that he sold it, I was driving to the unit and a white G-Wagon came right up behind me and I went, this is just taking a piss.
Can you imagine if you were out on the road, like going back to the
and
unit
I saw
or so,
the G-Wagon,
and it came...
Yeah, I'd be fuming. I'd hit it.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd just hit it.
Oh, that would be funny.
But no...
we need to try and set that up somehow. Phone Motorway.
Find out who's bought it.
And ask them if they want to sell it for a substantial loss.
Yes.
That would be nice.
What if they wanted to sell it for a substantial profit?
Then I'd tell them to sling their hook.
Oh. What if they wanted to sell it for the exact same amount that they bought it for?
Oh, the trading up series has commenced. But no, I sold the Alpina and in part...
How much you get for it?
I agreed £10,000 and a Part X.
For a 320D.
Shut up.
CD, sorry.
And then he found out that it had quite a few owners. So we had a bit of negotiation and I ended up selling it for £8,000 and a Part X.
You told me £9,000 the other day.
Yeah, well, we had a bit of negotiations.
Oh, so he negotiated down even further?
A little bit more, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm happy with it still because I've made a profit out of
it. How many owners did it have?
Not many.
Well, no, I mean, he negotiated down by, £2,000 because of the owners.
Mm.
How many owners? More than six.
It had 13.
What does that matter, though?
To us, it doesn't matter. But to people that buy them as investments or whatever, it rests on their mind. And you don't want to pay top dollar for a car that's got...
How many owners have you had, Rory?
Too many.
Too many.
But a local bike.
I'll just go to wherever the hamster wheel is.
But yeah, so I sold that. And in part exchange, I took a Mark 1 Eunos Roadster.
Oh,
just like Luke's.
What colour?
Red.
Ooh,
just like Phil.
Yeah, well, no, not just like Phil, because Phil is...
No, that's true. It runs, drives.
Yeah. I've driven mine.
Yeah,
so have I.
But I've driven probably further than yours.
That's probably
and
true.
And I've only had it a couple of days.
Yeah, but it's probably shit and rusty.
It's actually not. It is. Luke, back me up here. Isn't it clean?
Sorry. And you're saying that as if Phil isn't rusty.
Do you know
and
what?
Shit at the moment.
Oh, I forgot.
Do you know
that.
What,
Stop
right?
Stop poking my chin.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I can put a bet on it
that
my MX-5 that I've just bought is cleaner underneath.
I would be willing to take that bet.
Because we jacked mine up and all the subframes have been... They've been powder coated, haven't they?
Yeah, somebody's done a serious amount of work under that car and cleaned everything up.
How much do
and
you
it,
want?
It's got...
How much
you'll
you
like this.
Yeah.
It's a Mazda MX-5 and it's never been undersealed.
Really?
It is original finish underneath. It's done
120,000 kilometres. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's about 80,000 miles.
Well, do you know what? I'm really, really happy for you.
Thank you. So
I'm
going to sell that. But also, I bought...
Well, how much are you going to sell it for? You can't keep...
I'd like to get like £3,000 for it.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it needs a bit of paint.
I've been telling everyone 3.5 for the last week.
Well, I would take £3,000, but I would like 3.5.
Well, don't tell it. You're such a shit salesman.
That now means £2,500.
We've now got to sell it before this goes live.
Yeah.
I'll give you £2,500 for it.
No.
Oh, all right.
Do you know what? Negotiations between me and you have completely broken down.
Have they? Just like our relationship.
You keep trying to make a loss. You keep making me trying to make a loss all the time.
Yeah, of course. How is my VFR 400
NC30? It's good, yeah.
That is for sale for £1,500.
It's actually not.
It's
£4,500 if
anyone wants it. £4,500? Are you mental?
No.
No one's going to buy it. I will give you £2,500.
There's another one for sale, identical to mine,
yeah,
that is a project and needs work, and it's $4,500. That was wet.
It's a project. Okay, but does it leak fuel?
I haven't found a fuel leak on mine.
Oh, I'm telling you, it has a fuel leak.
But it doesn't have a fuel leak.
Is there any fuel in it?
Yes, because it runs.
No, it is a very, very good bike, and I do look forward to buying that for $2,000. My offer's gone down, good luck. You little bitch.
Good luck. So anyway,
I'm touring it. Luke, when I come round and tour it.
I bought a Daihatsu Copen.
Oh, they are so shit.
They're so good.
They are so shit.
There was two of them at Cafe in a Machine over the weekend.
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
Do I remember?
They're so
good. We were
bloody
sat round one of them for half an hour. Luke was discussing, I didn't know it went a four cylinder. I thought they only did them in the three cylinder and the 606 cc. And this man was this like 60-year-old man going, oh, I've never had someone so interested in my Copen. Oh, well, this is great.
Did Luke go to the toilet? Was he talking to a mirror?
Yeah, there was two of them. There was a green one and a red one. And
what colour
really
is yours?
Fun. Mine's silver, but it's got...
So it's not even a colour?
Shut up. I knew he was going to say that. But it's got red heated leather chairs, and it's got half black, half red steering wheel. It's really funky.
Wow.
Honestly, I reckon, genuinely... Have you ever driven one?
No.
I reckon if you were to drive it, you'd probably quite enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think. Okay.
It's quite a fun little thing.
What was that other little small...
little small.
Japanese car that turned up?
The Alto.
Suzuki Alto Works.
So is this the cafe machine I didn't get invited to?
We literally invited you and it went, yeah, I'll see if I can come, but I'm with Gareth this weekend. I'm not sure. And I've got to get my hair cut.
That does sound like Alex.
Mm.
What, getting my hair cut? So yeah. Coming from the man that gets his hair trimmed every Friday.
You know what? It's because I've got a strong hairline.
No, it's because you're trying to get them to cut out your greys.
What'd you call me?
I don't know.
But no, I do get my hair cut once a week. I've got to keep on
because
top of it.
Because of the greys. You've got to keep on top
grows.
Of the greys.
Honestly, my hair grows at such a rate. It is unbelievable.
Okay.
I'm currently speaking into what Taylor ends up looking like if he goes 2 weeks without hair.
A microphone. Yeah. I do.
Is it something in your diet that makes your hair grow so much?
It's probably all the chocolate, something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. But yeah, what else have I been up to? What else have I been up to, Luke? I forgot.
I was going
to,
you need your PA to fill in.
What did you say?
I said, did it rhyme with bum?
It did rhyme with bum.
What was this?
It's whatever you've got on the side of your jumper.
Oh, it's not cup.
That is cup. That does look like cup on the side
it's
of
not.
Your jumper.
So there was a wall that we painted at the unit and I leant on
is
it
that
immediately.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. It's such like a perfect little line where it's just going.
All right, fella, do you want to come to my unit, paint my wall?
Trust me.
I didn't know Juicy was in this podcast.
Trust me, I know that it's not cum because I'll be licking it.
So I'm trying to PA you a little bit.
I love it.
And I can't really think of what we've done, but I don't know. Do you want to talk about what you're possibly doing tomorrow, or is that a big reveal?
I want to talk about it.
So tomorrow,
we've got to go on a train.
We're going to go. We might go on a train to
public
go and pick
transport.
It up. Yeah, because we're going to do a V2 video on buying back the vehicle that I regret selling the most. And I'm not actually going to tell you what it is because it's a surprise. But I'm really, really excited about getting it. And because for the first time ever, Luke might be filming it and might be doing the videography because we've got some mics and stuff now. We might go on public transport to go and collect it.
That's unacceptable.
You know, if you do collect this vehicle, do you think...
No.
Do we need it?
Well, yeah. Do you think you could bring it down here?
I'm busy on Wednesday.
And then bring it here Wednesday.
No.
Why? What's happening?
Well, you've got to take something to
We've got to take
Reedish.
Very large items to Reedish.
Oh, shit. Yeah, engine. I'll bring it down. Don't be.
Why don't you bell Chris?
Because he'll be in the Lake District. He's leaving for the Lake District tomorrow.
That sounds like a you problem.
No, I'm making it a you problem now, though. You also...
I'll tell you what.
You also said that we could do that as part of the V2 episode. There we go.
I tell
right,
you what.
Okay, hold on. No, you're getting right. serious. Come on, let's get.
Give me. Give me $3,000 for the VFR.
No, it's $2,000.
And I will
meet you in the middle.
I will add some money to Tom Lentfall's charity and I will pick up your engine.
I actually don't have enough space in my unit, Taylor.
That sounds like a you problem.
But do you know what? Space could be made for £500.
What do you mean?
Off. I'll give you $2,500 for the bike.
No, you've offered me $2,500 before.
I have,
it's fine. I'll go put
Because, I mean, you haven't actually put any money
You won't
in.
Buy it on the podcast for $3,000.
No, you're right. I'll buy it for 2.5 grand.
No, no.
You won't sell it on the podcast for 2.5 grand.
If there's one thing that...
This is getting slightly repetitive.
Do you know what?
Yeah, you're boring.
If there's one thing that I refuse to do throughout my entire life...
Yeah.
It's make a profit loss on you.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
I point blank refuse. All right, never.
Well, yeah, no, just let me know when you want to sell it for 2.5 and I'll be there.
Mm. All right, good luck. But yeah, what else have I been up to, Luke?
I was having a think. I couldn't really think of it.
It's been a bit of a vanilla week, really. We've just been doing businessy stuff.
Yeah.
You've only been there for 2 days last week.
Yeah, I was with you lot for the rest of the week. Yeah. Been busy. But we're off to Cornwall today.
Are you?
So after this podcast, me and Luke are going down to Cornwall.
Yeah.
To drop a BMW X5 off to a lovely chap called Terry Lee.
Hello, Toby. All right, Toby?
Is that the really broken one?
We'll just quick, Toby.
No, Terry Lee's the dad. Toby Lee is the son, isn't he? Right. Yeah. So Terry and Toby Lee. And they are friends and go on tour with Jules Holland.
Terry and Toby Lee, what, father and son?
I believe so.
Are friends?
I think.
Why would father and son be?
We haven't really done enough investigation into the background of this. We'll have to get their idea.
Is this the X5 that's on the trailer?
That's on the trailer outside.
With the bonnet up currently.
Yeah. Is that the one pissing oil?
I was just checking the screen wash.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so we're delivering.
Why are there no wheels on it?
Right. Because we're in Reading.
Very good.
That was synchronised. I like that. But yeah, we're dropping it down to them later.
Yeah.
We're taking a couple of cars in as part exchange, which is why we've got both of us and a trailer.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to put one on the trailer and he's going to drive one back.
Fantastic.
And yeah, not a lot else other than that.
All right.
Just mate, what about you, Alex? What have you been up to?
Well, hello. Right, I've got... Because I can't refer remember.
To his God, you are so old.
Bought Rianne a car. So my wife, Rianne, she needs a car. All right, we sold the up because it's... She's had it for like 3 or 4 years. It's time to move on. It's only got 75 horsepower. Yeah. It's a 3-cylinder. So she just needs something a bit bigger.
Mm.
So we went and we just shot a video and I bought her another car with a 3-cylinder. Oh, shit. And you and I drove it back down from... Where did we pick it up from?
Worcester.
Oh, it's Worcester.
Yeah, yeah. It couldn't work out any better.
It was very good for you. Yeah. And the dealer bought it from a dealer. He was a bit of a hard bastard, wasn't he?
He was nice though, Jamie. Yeah, he was a good bloke.
Yeah, yeah. But he wouldn't give me any money off.
He was firm but fair.
He gave you £25 off because it had a wheel bearing noise.
Yes, and I had to go to GSF this morning and buy a wheel bearing.
How much was that?
Do you know it wasn't £25?
No.
It was £115.
That's actually not that bad. Mm.
But the wheel bearing is fitted. Thank you, Taylor. And I am going to be putting that car onto a trailer and dropping it off at Rianne's house, which is also my house, tonight. So she's very, very excited. I've sent her loads of pictures and the key. Not the key. I've showed her a picture of the key and she's very excited.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very good. We had a good journey that day.
We did.
Didn't we?
Yeah,
we,
yeah,
we
yeah.
blew up a tire pump and.
Yeah, we did.
It
yeah.
was heavily snowing on the way home.
It was. It actually was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, the car's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to you guys actually seeing that episode tomorrow, right? Tomorrow on the main channel.
Yes, it will be tomorrow. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. So, buy my wife a new car. Well, not a new car, but new to her car. So, yeah.
oh, I've got a bit more news that I forgot about.
Yeah, go on.
You know my very rusty BMW E28.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, really bad. Yeah. Josh Gresswell, if you check him out on his channel called Gresswells, he has been doing non-stop welding to it.
Jeez. Does he not have any customers?
He does, but they were on hold because my car was stuck on the road.
Oh, wow.
He's completely rebuilt the rear subframe. Already? Now. And the subframe is back in.
Oh.
I've got two sills for him at my unit. I'm going to drop them down to him probably tomorrow.
Do they go, ow, ow?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to fit those, do a little bit of welding at the front, and then it will be back with me.
Fantastic. How
and
exciting.
I'll take the engine out.
Oh, shit. Rebuild. Are you going to M57 swap that?
No.
Oh, so boring.
But yeah, what else have you been up to, Alex?
Well, what's happening here?
Oh,
cancel.
God.
Well, Taylor, I have also been... we have been looking for a new unit.
Yes.
We're going to need a new unit soon.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's Auto Alex that operates out of here.
Yeah.
And Top Dead Center. Edwin and Will operate out of here
and,
as well.
And
we don't know yet. We're waiting for them to get back to us.
Okay.
Mm. Who's that?
So we're looking for a new unit. I actually got a message from Jack McNeil this morning.
Yeah.
Saying, if you ever do decide to part with the unit, I will take it back off your hands. Because this used to be...
Do you want to play Jack the message that we...
Yeah.
That we,
oh, you can't play that.
No, I actually can. No,
I think that's reasonable to
I actually can. So Jack McNeil sent me a message. Hold on, where is he? Where is it? Hold on. Where down? Old music. Right, okay. So,
it's like watching my granddad use a phone.
Your granddad, God, does he also swear at the phone? Like he swore at me. that's for another podcast. So yeah, Jack basically said, if you're ever thinking of letting the lease go or finding somewhere else, then I will take it off your hands. And then Taylor decided to get involved. And then we sent Jack McNeil a voice note that reads as following.
Hello, mate. It's Alex and Taylor here. Taylor's here and he just wants to... Why is it so fast?
You really don't know how to use that phone.
Well,
do you?
No, it's because I get voice notes and I just want to listen through them quickly.
This is ADHD.
Right, here we go. Sorry, here we go. Oh, it's. Wait, no. Wait.
Oh, my God.
You can only have the unit back on one condition. You have to let me suck you off.
Right, so right.
He just wants to say something. Jack, you can only have the unit back on one condition. You have to let me suck you off, you dirty little bitch. There you go. So Taylor said...
We've been kicked off the leisure and pleasure department.
Yeah, so Jack actually sent a voice note back saying... right, I'll pick up the keys tomorrow.
Shit, I'm away tomorrow.
Oh, well, not anymore, because you're busy. So yeah, doing that, looking for a new unit. Obviously, the launch of TDC, Top Dead Centre with Edwin and Will went very, very, very well. Those guys are on, 137,000 subscribers?
Something like that.
Their first video on the Porsche 911 behind us is done, 280,000 views.
Wow.
So yeah, things are going from strength to strength. So yeah, what a wonderful way to start their new YouTube channel.
That's really great.
Which is really good. I am also going on holiday. I'm going snowboarding.
Are you?
Yeah. You know this.
When are you going?
I'm actually going this Thursday. Thursday.
Oh, thank God for that. Big.
How are you getting there?
I'm driving.
What are you driving?
I'm driving the X5.
I thought that was broken.
It's a little bit broken.
Do you want to actually get there?
I do want to get there. I think he'll be
all
right.
You know what you should take?
What?
The more reliable car. Big Pete.
Phil. Big Pete. I don't think Big Pete will make it there.
Why not?
Because Big Pete is a Land Rover and Land Rovers are shit.
Sorry, Big Pete has literally just done Scotland and back. It went to the Nürburgring and back. It just works. It may have a few issues, but it does work.
I wouldn't risk it based off the fact that 2 weeks ago in our business Instagram, we received a message. It was someone asking us to recover their Jaguar Land Rover product from the Alps.
Oh, shit, really? Yeah.
What was it?
It was a Range Rover and it was an L322.
Different ball.
Well, it's still from the same company.
All right, Luke, his X5 in his current condition, or...
No, because I fixed it.
No, you haven't
fixed it.
I'll drive it back and I'll see if it's any better. What did you do? You plugged it into...
All I did is reset the adaptations on the control unit.
But that's not going to fix it, is it? Let's be honest.
It might do.
Well, it might have done.
It's not, because when we had it up in the air, you could see the lash.
The lash.
Well, anyway... It is what it is.
Taylor, what would you take?
My X5?
No. Land Rover or his X5?
I would take...
The X5's not that bad.
If I was in Alex's position, I would take the X5 because it would be a better story for the podcast when it does break down.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I do have a breakdown cover.
RAC, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I might as well make use of it. I've never used it.
Do we?
Yeah. Because
we bought it
last summer when
Mini blew up.
So when was that? June or something?
Yeah.
So I might as well make use of the breakdown cover, right?
Speaking of Mini,
yeah,
we are planning something with my Mini, aren't we? Potentially.
Are you going to blow it up again? Do another
hopefully,
video?
Hopefully, yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah,
reenact it all. Yeah. But no, we are planning.
Well, there's two different routes. We're not sure which one we're taking.
Okay. Yeah. So you need to calm it down. I haven't finished yet. I also want to give a massive shout out to Diecast Restos. If you're listening to this with your ear holes, you won't be seeing the fantastic... Oh, the wheel's fallen off.
The wheel has fallen
That's off. Because of you.
I spun it earlier. It did fall off slightly.
So there is a fantastic Hot Wheels car that I'm holding in my hand right now that has been created by Diecast Restos. And he has a YouTube channel called Diecast Restos, where he takes Hot Wheels cars and little die-cast models and then completely transforms them into other things. And that's exactly what he's done with this MX-5 base that he had that he's turned into Phil. Complete with the tailor-made cars sticker, tillet seats, tillet sticker, The Save the Multipler sticker. The wheels are pretty much bang on. We've got the Tillet bucket seats. We've got the green harnesses.
Yeah, it's inaccurate.
Why?
There's no rust.
Yeah, true.
Do you know, I was looking at that earlier, and that is the most detailed model I've ever seen.
It is the bollocks. Even the twin exit exhaust. It's got the O-fill number plate, the yellow stripes, the hood vents. It's so, so good. So yeah, again, a massive, massive shout out to Diecast Restos for doing this. And check out his YouTube channel because, there is the Phil transformation video on his channel. It's really cool. Yeah.
I was so impressed by that. I actually messaged him just before we started this podcast.
Really?
To see if he'll do one of my MX-5.
Did he say it's too shit and he wouldn't do it?
Well, I don't know. I've not checked my phone.
he said it's not powerful enough. You've broken the bloody wheel, man.
You've literally taken the wheel off.
I'll get you a
new
wheel
bearing.
You've buggered that.
What about you, Rory? What have you thou been up to?
Well, we went to Caffeine and Machine on the weekend.
We did.
I took my
rub it in.
I took my 330i.
We literally invited you, Alex.
Yeah, I forgot.
Right.
I was very tired on the weekend.
On Sunday,
I went to see my mum, had some breakfast with her, and then I came home and I napped on the sofa.
It's because you're old.
You are old.
It was a long week, wasn't it?
Else you've been up to, Rory?
Yeah, but I've got to say, that car is amazing. And I did discover something on the way back.
Oh, yeah, because you rung me in excitement about it, didn't you, when you got home?
It's got a hard cut limiter.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was popping and banging on the way back.
Really?
I was like such a little child leaving Caffeine Machine.
did you go with Ellie?
I left sensibly. And then was not sensible when I was there. Yeah.
What speeds did you get up to, Rory?
Sensible speeds.
Sensible.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I saw him going down this country lane. He was doing about 80, and as he hit the limiter, there was smoke out the exhaust, and he rung me and he went, how long do you think the cats are going to last if I keep off the limiter? And I went, not very long.
It's important to note that he wasn't doing 80.
And then Taylor made me have the bonnet open, which I was quite surprised. It actually drew in quite a bit of attention.
Really?
Like, there was a lot of people always looking into the end.
So which Caffeine Machine was this?
This was
the old one, the hill.
The hill. But yeah, it was a really busy day. And then, I saw It's Joel as well.
Oh,
It's
Joel.
Yeah, he turned up with...
Was he there with 200,
the KM? No, with 200 other Porsches that just randomly turned up.
Oh, really?
And filled the whole thing.
There was a Porsche event. Oh,
why didn't I get an invite?
I was creaming. The 911s that were there. Oh, good
I could have taken me four before.
There were too many, though. It was an Italian car weekend. I'm sorry, it was an Italian car weekend, and the Porsche took it over. Mm.
I wouldn't be too upset, Rory. You did get a free bacon roll.
He did, yeah. He did.
I was going through, and then I happened to arrive at the same time the Porsches arrived.
Yeah.
And then I was in between all the Porsches because I turned like right while they were coming the other way. And then they were literally just going through, and then they just didn't scan my ticket. And then they were like, are you part of the Porsche thing? I was like, yeah. And then they just gave me a free bacon roll.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, this is the best.
Do you know what? I've just had a thought.
Mm.
You know, if you're saying that it's dodgy for me taking the X5 snowboarding, and you're saying I should take Big Pete, but I don't want to. I have another 4x4.
Your 911.
I could take that.
That would be really cool.
Imagine if I took that. I won't take that.
You won't take that.
It is a round trip of about 2,200 miles. It is pretty much the same trip that we did.
Oh, you should take your X5, actually. Yeah.
It should do.
You better get on with it.
It should do 2,200 miles.
Oh, it felt fine going to Tesco's, which is about half a mile away, so I'm sure it'll be all right.
I mean, we've done a lot of extensive work on
that. We just need to times
that
by 4,000.
Yeah, it's easy.
We've serviced it regularly. We did the gearbox service on it. We've done
none of
the
these
transfer
things
box
have been
done.
Done. None of these things
to be
have been
fair,
done. Yeah, to be fair.
With great thanks to Tyre Streets UK, you have got 4 new tyres on.
I do, yeah.
Oh, and those are the latest winter tyres that they've got in stock, because obviously he's going up into the Alps.
Shut up.
They're not winter tyres.
However, the ride and handling of that car completely transformed.
Really?
Completely, because that car was on run flats, and it was skittish, and the lash... The lash.
So the main thing is, if you would like to try out some Tyre Streets accelerators,
yes,
use the code AutoAlex for 10% off.
There you go. Yeah, they're not accelerators though, are they? Yeah, well, they're accelerator.
Yeah, they are.
IOTAs.
IOTA ST68s.
IOTA ST68s.
Yes. I literally added the model name.
Are they good dot codes though?
Good good vintage.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good
strong,
vintage.
Strong, strong. Yeah.
Yeah. They're nice. Okay. I actually quite like them. I think they're quite good.
I think that I had them on my X5 and they were really good actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and for the money, they are unbeatable.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Like you're talking.
Especially with discount code AutoAlex for 10% off, as you mentioned. Yeah.
Because it's genuinely like to get the next level of tyre. You're not talking like an extra 10, 15%, are you, Luke? It's literally nearly double.
For my X5, a set of the accelerators is, with the discount code, I think about £280. If I wanted a set of any other mid-range tyre, insert mid-range tyre here, it's 550, 600 quid.
Jeez.
It's double the price.
Sorry, what happened, Taylor?
Why did you slap my leg?
I didn't.
He looked like you were falling asleep.
That's because he's talking about tyre doctors. I was just resting my eyes.
Does that feel nice, though?
I'm just going to try a bit of this.
Oh, that just happened. That was a power move.
Okay.
Fair play.
Well, I've never tried an air up bottle before.
Fair play you.
And apparently I take advantage of him.
Now look who's a power bottom. Right, shall we move this podcast on?
All right, what's next?
Well, let's talk about
Dirty
the
old
Renault
men.
5.
I was hoping you was going to bring that up because I really like it.
It's a good looking bit of kit.
Did you know there's been 50,000 pre-orders so far?
Really? Yeah. 50,000?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
How much is it going to cost? Do we know?
Shall we have a look?
So I've got a question for you, right?
Yeah.
Why has there been 50,000 pre-orders on a Renault 5 when Fiat cannot seem to sell the electric 500 and Mini cannot seem to sell the electric Mini, and the prices for them have bottomed out?
Because look, why is the Renault 5
is it literally just based on looks?
Yes, genuinely, looks and marketing. Yeah,
well,
it looks fantastic though, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does. Although I still can't help but feel that they've electrified the wrong classic car, because they released some videos a little while ago, some reels on Instagram of the Mark 1 Twingo reimagined.
Mm. Oh,
and I think it looked great.
That would be fun.
And I was quite upset when it was a Renault 5. They've kind of redone and made a new Renault 5
instead. Can you imagine a Renault Espace reimagined? Oh. Robin Bartlett would shit himself.
I was so jealous the other day because my friend, our friend Jack, was actually Jack Aberdeen. He was at Geneva Motor Show and they had the Espace F1 there.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No, not in the flesh.
It's really cool.
Oh, that is
very
cool.
Jealous.
That is cool.
So I think this is actually really quite reasonable for an electric car. It starts from €25,000.
That's quite good.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
That is a really
good price. It's like 10,000 less than a 500e.
It is, isn't it?
Well,
yeah, that is a really good price.
We might as well get one of those.
That's probably why they're selling.
Speaking of electric cars as well, I'm not going to talk about the Tesla, but I watched from start to finish a What Car video where they took all of the latest electric cars and took them to some sort of auto aerodrome thing. Millbrook. Yeah, it was the Millbrook Bowl. And they drove each of those cars until they were completely flat just to see how far they could actually go. And Tesla, I think, came out on top for efficiency. And then there was stuff like the BYD that was not so good. And also the BYD was saying that you were getting way more miles, like by 20%, than the actual mileage count.
Cool, no wonder you needed a nap on Sunday.
I didn't know. Yeah. So
what do you mean? Is it was actually like the odometer was going
The odometer off? Was wrong.
Really?
Yes. The odometer was wrong. And they were also, I think the BYD was also saying that the efficiency was way higher than it was.
Does this mean that BYD are cheating?
Well, it's a little bit of, it was a little bit of cheating. Yeah, maybe they're just not calibrated properly.
Well, we can't talk about this though, because your relationship with BYD is not.
Why? What are you talking about?
Is it because you called their name rubbish once?
Anyway,
we'll put that on the back burner.
Yeah. God, you really don't like them, do you?
No. It was just, look, Rianne's car is back because it needed a puncture repair.
Is that Glenn?
Oh,
that is
good.
Glenn. The car is not Glenn, but the tyre man is Glenn, and he's bringing it back. So I'm going to have to leave just for a quick second and hope that he's managed to fix whatever the issue was.
Well, it was puncture.
Well, no, it could have been the bead.
It could have been the valve.
The valve had the Schrader valve.
Right, I'm gonna go meet him. Right, one second.
What were we talking about, Rory?
So the Renault 5, €25,000.
Yeah.
And then also, what did I want to lead on?
A question. This Renault 5, what's the range?
So it has two options.
Can you get one with a petrol engine as like a generator?
No, I don't think they do.
You know, like the i3 where it's got that?
No, so there'll be two battery options yielding 121 horsepower and 148 horsepower.
That sounds quite fun.
0 to 60 in both of them under 8 seconds, and range will likely be from 186 to 249 miles.
So that's not bad. That's still more range than a 500e as well.
Yes.
What's the range of the
500e? Probably why they're selling.
I'm pretty sure the range of a 500e, because they do two batteries on them, 24 and 42 kilowatt hour. I'm pretty sure the longer one is still only like 190 miles.
It's likely the British buyers won't have access to the least powerful model, so they're not going to sell the thing.
What a shame,
so
we'll only get the fast one.
Our price will start from 30,000.
That's still quite good.
It's what's happening?
Do you think that they'll bring out a Renault 5 Turbo?
Or a Gordini?
Well, no, because if it's EV, it will just be EV.
Well, no, because...
I don't think they'll make a petrol one.
Yeah, but they did the Porsche Taycan Turbo, and that's an electric
vehicle. Oh, you mean in that respect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they'll do like a Zhuzhi one?
Yeah, body kit it up a bit quicker. One,
with a dress-up
I thought you meant an actual petrol version. Maybe.
What else were we talking about? I can't remember.
Talking about the tyre. They couldn't find anything wrong with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway...
maybe the rim's cracked.
They would have found the rim had been cracked.
Oh shit. Sorry, Rianne. You need have a flat rim. Tire tomorrow. Sorry, what?
Hmm?
Sorry,
what were we saying? So we were on about how BYD,
electric cars.
God, this is a good
Christian
podcast.
Horny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So the other thing, I think, because it's rude. Oh, no, actually, sorry. We might as well lead electric car into electric car.
Yeah.
So there's been a review going viral of the Fisker Ocean done by MKBHD.
Yeah.
And his review was titled "The Worst Car I've Ever Reviewed."
Yeah.
And
have you watched the video?
I've watched the whole video. Yeah. I would say it's quite fair.
Really?
Yeah.
What were his sticking points with the car?
So there's a few little quirky things. A lot of it does seem like it will be fixed in a software update, but there's like a stupid thing where the screen in front of you changes color depending on whether you're generating electricity or using electricity.
Yeah.
But if you're on the motorway and you're slightly on that point where you're in between,
it's just flashing.
It's literally just flashing at you. And then at night, it's like literally just blinding you.
Yeah.
It's got solar panels on the roof.
Yeah.
Nowhere does it actually tell you what that solar is doing. Is it generating for you? How much is it generating for you? Has it got you X amount of miles? So it doesn't display.
Or is it going back to the company? They're stealing it from
your
car.
Or are they fake solar panels?
Ooh.
We don't know.
Ooh.
Are they just a wrap?
It could be a wrap.
What else? There's loads of stuff. There's no glove box. There's not a lot of storage. It's just like it just comes across as what did he describe it as? Like a new startup who just hasn't got the experience yet.
Are you suggesting that it's got a poor ergonomic design?
Yeah.
Mm.
And those I think are just the small faults. There are some bigger ones.
That's why I keep on telling you, like Tesla is the best company in the world.
Oh, for God's
and
sake.
And Elon Musk is such a
Will
visionary.
Will you give it a
and
that break? I'll tell you what, I've got a great idea.
Oh, why don't you take the Model S to snowboarding?
It's got four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
You could take your Model S to the Alps.
I would. However, we need it for filming.
No, we don't.
No, you could take that.
France does not have 3-pin plug sockets.
Right.
So it's a good job they've got chargers.
Yeah. Getting an adapter.
How far was it again to where you're going?
1,000 miles.
Oh, that's okay. You'd only need to recharge it 5 times.
No, it'd be more like 7 probably.
Yeah, because you can't let it go down to zero.
And it gets cold.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, yeah, it would get cold.
Yeah, because it's really bad to drain an electric car to zero.
Is that because
warranty.
Is that because you let it get to zero?
And then I carried on driving it, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In limp mode.
In limp
mode. Literally, I handed the car over to Alex and it had 180 miles.
Yeah.
He hands it back and it has zero.
It had minus zero.
Dash. Yeah. Like he just refused to charge the vehicle.
I was performance testing the battery.
Right. What else we got on the subject list this week?
So, I mean, it's a bit off topic on cars, but I feel like it's in the news and it's sort of
car-related.
Are you
going to talk about Christian Horner's dodgy WhatsApp screenshot?
I think we should talk about Christian Horner's dodgy WhatsApp.
So where did these WhatsApps come from? All right, paint a picture. What's going on with Christian Horner?
So Christian Horner is Red Bull's like main F1 sort of
team principal.
Team principal, yeah. He's like the leader of the team, basically. And it's been all over the news that he has been, well, at first they were trying to keep it very quiet and they just said that there was inappropriate behavior or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they had a independent team come and assess them and say that Christian Horner had done no wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, someone did not like the fact that that independent team has then said that he did no wrong, because they then the day after sent the actual full list of text messages that were used in the evidence
into a Google Drive
link. And then they sent it to 149 members of the F1 community, like the top people, all the team principals of other teams, media and everything like that. No one's really publicly posted it, but it has got out. So one of those 149 has posted it somewhere. We've now been able to see all these messages that he's been sending. And
do you want to give us a little flavour?
Oh, it's just like,
it's like cringe old dad.
Just Rory, you can't put file 76 on the camera, just a warning.
Which one's file 76?
That's the slightly faded, pixelated.
Oh, you could, I think it is a finger.
We what? Hope it's this? A finger.
What's file 76?
It could be a finger.
Is it a finger?
What's happening?
I'll flash it.
I want to see it for a good long time. And I can...
Well, is this Christian Horner's finger?
We hope it's his finger.
We need the resident expert to tell us if it is a finger or not.
I'll tell you if it's a finger or not.
Right. If it's not his finger, I can't imagine Jerry Halliwell's very happy.
Right. File 76.
File 76 sounds dodgy.
I think it is 76, unless more have been added.
It is 76.
Not that I've been looking loads at this.
Not that you've memorised it.
Three, two, one.
I would say that is definitely not a finger.
Let me see that again. Oh my goodness.
Everybody, I would just like to make it clear, Christian Horner's got a small penis.
Do you think it's a
finger? I would say that's...
That is not a finger.
It's got too much of a bulbous end to be
a
finger.
No, I mean, look.
That could be a finger.
Look, if I did that, I'm putting my finger next to that. Because look, you can see the nail.
Why is it so red and wet?
But there's also his nipple.
Oh, there's a nice picture of his nipple.
Yeah,
fair play. He keeps himself in good shape.
To be fair, he's had his nipples out before, because there's a really funny photo of him, I think, back when he was racing an F3000, naked, sitting on a F3000 car.
Oh.
That has done the rounds. Christian Horney.
Oh. Right, so read out some of these text messages between Christian Horner and what is alleged to be a younger employee, female employee.
Are these publicly viewable now?
They are, yeah.
You don't have to do much searching to find the Google Drive.
Yeah, no, it's not hard anymore.
That's what she said.
I blame Reddit.
They've been posted anonymously, haven't they?
Yeah. So the woman said, "Thank you for dinner, by the way." He said, "Pleasure." Mm. She said, "Night, night. Hope you enjoyed your blast in Bahrain." She went, "Amazing." He said, "Amazing. Hope you did." And she went, "Still waiting, but was fun to make you." He went, "You wouldn't let me.
Meet you? Make you?
Make you.
Make you what? Wait.
Blast?
A blast.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he said, "You wouldn't let me." And then she said, "Ha, you couldn't hold on long enough."
And then he said,
"Please delete this chat."
Oh, so she was a bit flirty and all.
Yeah, so it starts off, like, as you read it through, it starts off, they're definitely obviously flirting with each other. They've obviously had a bit of an affair and a bit of a fling.
And then it
then carries on to the point where it gets a bit like...
Well, he just keeps begging for pictures, doesn't he?
Yeah, begging for pictures. Like, he keeps trying to video call her.
Yeah,
that's like what customers do to us on the TaylorMade Cars Instagram.
Yeah. And it just gets a bit desperate. And to say that a committee has come back and said that he's done no wrong here, considering this woman is potentially his PA by the looks of these messages.
Oh.
It doesn't paint Red Bull in a good light, does it?
No,
really?
It does not. So, and which is why you've got Jos Verstappen, which is Max Verstappen's dad.
Yeah.
He's publicly gone out to the Dutch media saying that he has to go.
Mm. Oh, and but Jos Verstappen is an expert on good character, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's not really the best. the thing is...
Another podcast.
There's a lot of people who don't really want him to stay.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine, through quite a lot of people...
Yeah. Don't point at me.
What's his name again?
Jos Verstappen.
No, Christian Horney.
Christian Horney is a bell end.
Oh yeah, I've heard that as well. Yeah, yeah.
I've heard he's a bit of an arsehole.
Yeah, he doesn't portray himself in a good light sometimes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
But when you've got that much power, it is quite difficult not to pick up. Don't look at me. But a lot of people with a lot of power...
I was just wondering where that was going.
Hungry. They get very power hungry and then they just treat people like shit, don't they?
Yeah.
Because everyone's always says yes to everything. So, yeah, but it's obviously screwed him over. And poor Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her. She doesn't deserve that.
She doesn't. Well, I mean,
but she went out in force
treasure.
After these messages
really?
Were
national
leaked.
Treasure?
The Spice Girls.
She was the worst one of the Spice Girls.
Oh, behave. She was the Spice Girls.
Oh, no, that was posh, wasn't she? Yeah, she couldn't sing for shit. Baby Spice, though. She was the one.
Who was Baby Spice? Was that Emma Bunton?
Emma Bunton, yeah. I used to have a crush on her.
Do you know what the Spice Girls are?
Were you born when they were around?
Considering the amount of time you guys spend telling me that I'm 84 years old, why is it now a surprise that I know about the Spice Girls?
You are 84 years
Fun
old.
Fun fact, when I was younger, I used to have a tape of Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Well, that was the first CD I ever bought. Genuinely, the first CD I ever bought was Spice Girls.
It's great.
I could probably sing every single
word. Is this
why
you and Taylor get on so well?
I love Spice Girls.
That's why it's my power bomb.
Shut up.
Spice Girls were good, man, yeah.
I do like a bit of Spice Girls.
Oh, what, very classy today.
What's next? Have we got 20 questions?
Oh, yeah, okay. Luke, can you think of a car? And then we need to play 20 questions. Oh, have you really thought of it?
It'll be something weird.
Question one. European?
No.
Is it Japanese?
No.
Is it American?
No.
Is it a convertible?
No. Hold on. We need to...
Wait, how many was that?
We need to figure out where it's from.
Sorry.
Is it Chinese?
Nope.
What number are we on? Four.
Five. That's five.
Is it Russian?
No.
Six.
Is it Australian?
Nope.
It's going to be something really
So it's
weird.
Not European.
Yeah. Have we done... Is it...
It's not British, obviously.
Is it Asian?
European.
Yes.
Is it Korean?
No.
Did we do Japan? We've done Japan. Someone's done Japan.
Is it Indian?
No.
Someone's done Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you keeping count of the questions, Rory? Because I think that might be 10.
No, I think we're on 3.
No. I think
we're
going
to need
nine.
To be on 3.
I think it's 9.
Is it Indonesian?
No.
What car is from Indonesia?
I don't know. We've done everything else in Asia.
No.
There we have. We've done China, Japan,
Oh, this
Russia.
Is just really showing that our geography is appalling.
Is it... Oh, is it Vietnamese?
Is it what? Say it again.
Vietnamese.
No.
Vietnamese.
Oh, do you remember they had the Venusun?
The VinFast.
VinFast, whatever. Yeah. Those were good looking cars.
Like SlimFast.
Yeah, VinFast. They're like rip-off BMWs, but they actually look good.
Yeah. Did we have Indian?
Yes, we had
already
Indian.
Had Indian.
Okay,
yeah.
We had Indian.
So, not Indian. It's not...
This is going to be the worst 20 questions ever because you've forgotten how many countries are in Asia.
Is it Thai?
No.
Shit.
What else is in Asia?
We're so shit. How is Luke is it, screwed is it, us over so bad?
Is it from Pakistan?
No. Okay.
Is it Cambodian?
No, that's 14.
Oh my goodness.
Is it Indonesian?
We've had that. No, that didn't count.
Sure.
Is it Malaysian?
It is Malaysia.
So it's a proton. No, that's not a question.
Is it a Proton Saga?
No.
Oh.
Is it a Proton Satria Neo?
It was.
Yeah!
God, that was painful what we got there. Fair play. Do you know the funny thing is? I actually shouted out someone from Malaysia who was on his night shift in this podcast.
Yeah.
And I remember writing out the word Malaysia, and I wanted to say to you guys, not you, Luke, because I know... But I wanted to say to you guys, do you know how you spell Malaysia? Go on, give it a guess.
M.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
L.
Yeah.
A.
Yes. No.
I could write it.
M-A-L-A-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
S.
Yeah. Yeah.
I-A.
Yeah. But everyone always forgets the Y, don't they?
Yeah. Malaysia.
Malaysia. Yeah. Shit car, that.
I saw one earlier. It's the only reason I just came into my head.
He likes a Proton.
I do.
The Satria Neo, I drove one of theirs because they have Lotus developed suspension,
yes.
Don't they?
Yes.
And I got on that when I was working for Autocar many, many years ago. I had to do a little review on it, and my head was hitting the roof.
Really?
There is no room in that.
Oh.
Like, literally no room.
Because they did them in that quite interesting gold colour.
Yeah, I can't remember what the colour was that I had, but it had like stripes on it. But I was just like, this is literally the shittest car.
Did you forget to take your booster seat out?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, would it be boring?
I think you might be right. Yes.
Because I think I do actually have a 20 questions that will stump you. Can we do two?
Yeah, all right.
Because I genuinely think this might stump
you. Well, everyone's really bored, aren't they? So they're listening to us because they're bored.
All right.
Go on then, Rory.
Is it European?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you having to Google it?
I just want to get up some. Okay.
Right, next question.
Okay. Is it old?
What?
Old what's being what's pre 2000?
No.
Oh.
Is it French?
Oh, well. What if the name's been used before? Like the name's been running pre 2000, but it's
so is it the same? Okay, so like say for example, an Avensis was made in 1990, and it's also made in 2010.
Rory,
is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So it's still an ongoing model, or it was for that time period.
Yeah.
Is it a Renault 5?
No,
that's not a question. It wasn't even your turn.
Ow.
So, sorry, what are we up to? Is it French? It's not French. Is it British?
No.
Is it Italian?
No.
Is it, have you said German?
No.
Is it German?
No.
Oh.
Is it Swedish?
Yes.
Right, so we're looking at Volvo.
Eight questions done.
Volvo or Saab?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon. It's your question, Taylor.
Is it a spy car?
No.
Oh. Is it a Volvo?
No.
Is it a Saab?
Yes.
Oh. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
What number are we on?
That was 10.
10.
No, that was 11.
It was 10. That was 11.
It's a Saab.
It's a Wasabi.
And it was made from the 90s, so that can only be certain ones because they changed the names.
So like 93, 95.
Was the 93 a 93 before the turn of the century? Or was it like
a 9,000
or something like that?
But he said this is going to stump us, so this isn't. It's not going to be something like that.
Is it a car?
Yes.
It's a jet fighter.
Because I know that Saab make lorries.
Mm.
Is it a saloon car?
Yes.
Mm.
Saab saloon.
What was the saloon? A 9.5?
Or a 9.3.
Yeah, but they're too obvious. Wasn't a 9... Oh, well, 9.3 was also hatchback, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The hatchback saloon.
So there was a 9000 CSE, wasn't there?
Yeah, but were they still making them past the century?
Oh, I don't know. That's it's a saloon, so it's going to have four doors. If it's a saloon, it's going to have four doors.
Well, yeah, otherwise Rory's gone wrong. Yeah. Oh, no.
Mm. If it's not got four doors, then you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So just to clarify, a saloon has four doors.
Is that a question?
No, it's just a clarification.
Yeah, just in case you've got it wrong, Rory.
It's still a saloon.
Yes.
Okay.
We got a free question. Okay, so a Saab.
Is it that? What's that one that Lewis has just bought? Because that has that got four doors?
No, that's the hatch. Isn't that the 900 that he's got?
I don't know.
He's got the 900.
I'm not very good with Saabis.
Ah, Saab. What Saab models are there?
Well, there's the 9.
I'm just going to 9.5. 9.5 was also the hatch as well.
Was it also
a hatch? Yeah, I think that also had a hatch.
Well, what saloons were they making past 2000?
This is what I'm struggling with.
It's definitely post 2000, Rory.
Well, it's before and after. This is a shit podcast, isn't it?
Oh, have you cocked up?
Rory's messed this up. Right. Please hold the line, caller.
How's things? Been out on any dates?
Just to clarify, a sedan would be a saloon, wouldn't it?
Sedan is
yes.
a saloon. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, then yes.
Is it a Saab 9.5?
Yeah, it was actually.
What the f- God. Question 15. Did you say it's going to stump us just to try and fuck us over?
Yes.
Fair play, Rory.
It's a Ford. It's a hatchback.
Fair play.
Fiesta. Yeah.
Oh.
What a dick move.
Other correct answers would have included Vauxhall Vectra.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
You're such a bell end.
You are. Boy. That was a dick move, man. Yeah. Dick move.
It worked though, didn't it?
It did work. Right. I feel like we're winding down.
Yeah.
We're winding down. You need to go to Cornwall. You're yawning.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
What
already.
Do we need to do after this?
Buy a unit.
Oh, you need to go and buy a unit.
We do need. If anyone's selling a unit for not a lot of money, and if it's insulated, that would be nice because this isn't insulated and it's very cold.
On a serious note, if anyone has a good unit around the Reading area, please let us know.
Yes.
Email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very nice. And
we need to go visit Tom Lenthal, actually.
We do need to go visit Tom Lenthal. So we're going to do that. I'm also going to pick up the trailer because I need to bring Rianne's car home tonight to drop it off.
You might not need to. I'm working on a plan for that.
Oh. Well, are you coming home with me tonight?
Well, someone might be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
No, I want to know.
No. It's fine.
Are we going to find out next week?
Yeah.
Find out next week who I'm bringing back with me. I hope it's a nice little fella. Is it a nice little fella?
Yeah.
No, is it Rory right. Reid?
He's not nice and he's not little. I'll tell you that.
Rory Reid's lovely.
He is? Yeah, I love him. Yeah, yeah. Rory's great. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast and watching it with your eye holes. These ones.
Oh, my God. You just poked me in the eye.
Yeah. Remember, tomorrow is the video, if you're listening to this on Spotify and all that, tomorrow, Thursday, is a video where we go and buy my wife, Rianne, a new car. So we sit down on the sofa and go through a whole bunch of prerequisite needs and musts for the car. Until we hear you and see you next week, have a fantastic week. Whatever you're doing it, do to the best of your ability. And also a massive thank you to Luke Scambler for joining us on the Sofa of Dreams. Yeah. Oh,
thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And from us, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.